To help with the process, Escambia school board members have hired a search team from the Florida School Boards Association. The estimated cost is $25,000. Last month, the group, headed by the organization's executive director, Andrea Messina, checked off their first task of holding a superintendent search pre-search interview with the district's current leadership.
What we'd like to do is really get a feel for the community, and this really helps to establish sort of a common baseline of understanding for some of these important elements, some of which are internal to the district, some of which are external. And it allows us to hear some of the successes that your district has had. It allows you all to kind of weigh in. It also gives us an idea of the sorts of challenges that your district has that may be unique to your district.
I'm just going to hit some of our highlights.
That's outgoing Superintendent Malcolm Thomas, preparing to reel off a stream of consciousness about the district's successes under his leadership.
I'll start off with the school district in 2008 received a district grade of B. That was an improvement for us from the C we had the year prior. And I'll note that the school district has never received a district grade lower than a C.
With 2019 calculations pending, the current district grade is a B, and there are no F schools.
Our graduation rate has increased from about 55% in 2008 to almost 81% in 2018. 10 consecutive years. An increase in graduation rate every year. There has not been a decline in any year over the last decade. And if you look at any kind of data, that's pretty phenomenal.
Looking out 3 to 5 years, Thomas wants Escambia to become an A district. He also discussed the need to start thinking about re-implementing the half-cent local option sales tax, the prospect of performance pay for all district personnel, implementing new school safety legislation, and finding a way to recruit and fill teaching positions. Board members were able to chime in on various topics. District 3 board member Laura Edler applauded the new early warning system for at-risk students, but she wanted the record to reflect that more is needed to address the district's problems with school discipline, including disparities in implementation.
It seems that African Americans and poor children are being disciplined more than other populations. I believe that when we look at our strengths, we must also focus on our weaknesses. That helps us then to develop an improvement plan so that we can move forward.
Residents, staff, and prospective candidates who want to know more about where the district stands and the hiring process can find a link to the entire pre-search interview through a portal on the district's website. School Board Chairwoman Patty Hightower says there's also online access to the search committee's organizational list of all the things that have to be done in the next year or so.
They have created a timeline for us with the ultimate goal of having a person under contract by September of 2020. I say that Mr. Thomas is in office until the middle of November 2020, and we hope to have a little time that they can work together. He can give him some insights as to struggles that he still continues to see and how to work forward with that, meet his staff, and those things that we need to have happen.
With the hiring process just getting underway, there are several meetings to hold and tasks to accomplish. Hightower, a longtime proponent of an appointed superintendent, says their next agenda workshop, to be held on July 11th, will focus on the required changes in school board policy.
We have to look at our policy because we've never had appointed superintendent and see whether the things that are there for the elected superintendent are things we still want to have in the purview of the appointed superintendent. We have to talk about how we're going to evaluate the person that comes in. An elected superintendent is evaluated every 4 years by the public, but we will have to do an evaluation, and that means we're going to have to be sure about what our strategic plan is, because in order for us to know what this person needs to do, we need to know what we see in the future of our school system from a strategic plan standpoint.
On the horizon in August is a discussion of job description, qualifications, and pay for the position. The meeting also will cover how the public will be included in the process.
We want to have a citizens advisory committee that's made up of various organizational representatives as well as citizens in our education community. The committee won't actually be constituted until later, but we're going to talk about what groups we want to be sure are on there. We're developing a questionnaire, an online survey. That'll roll out sometime September 2019.
Additionally, there will be community forums as well as internal focus groups for district staff. The schedule calls for the job to be advertised and the application period to begin on April 1st of next year. Finalists will be brought in for interviews in August of 2020. Hightower says she and her school board colleagues have to make many big decisions by then.
We're looking for somebody who has leadership experience. We're going to have to discuss what leadership experience means and where that leadership experience needs to have come from. We know that we'll have a salary range because this is the first time the school board has had to negotiate a salary. I know many of us on the board have served on other search teams, whether it be for our church or for other organizations. But this is a daunting task because we're looking for somebody who has to manage 40,000 students plus their parents and 5,000 employees and runs a bus system and cleans all the schools and feeds kids. And, you know, I think a lot of times the public is not truly aware of the fact that education is a big business and there are a lot of pieces to it, not just the classroom.
Hightower and two other members of the Escambia School Board recently attended the Florida School Boards Association meeting in Tampa. For them, this was an opportunity to network with colleagues from other districts who are also making the transition from an elected to an appointed superintendent and others who've recently made the switch.
I got some very valuable information. One of the things that one of the board members said, you know, be sure that they're not an ivory tower kind of person. They're not somebody who sits in their office and is that way. Another person said, you know, be sure that they have a certain type of experience. The main thing they said is don't sell yourself short. Don't settle.
That means being willing to go beyond the November 2020 hiring date and continuing the search until they get someone they believe can build on the district's recent achievements. Because the vote to switch was so close, approved by less than 1%, Hightower wants to be sure to get it right. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.